With me on the line is Jim Nelson, the president and CEO of Solar 3D Incorporated. Jim, I understand that you guys have developed some three-dimensional solar cell technology. It's going to maximize sunlight into electricity. Tell us a little bit about your product, what you're offering.
Sure. We are in the process of developing the solar cell. We've developed a theoretical construct that is three-dimensional. It's essentially a departure from the traditional technology. You know, you can only do so much with your with the first wave of technology. You invent the solar cell, you invent the automobile, for example, and then over time it gets better and better and better. So now here, 100 years later, we have these great cars that are nothing like how they started. And you can only do so much at one time. So it's similar in the solar cell business. You know, they have the current technology, which has been relatively simple, a two-dimensional design that reflects a lot of the light back into the atmosphere. And our design borrows a lot of technology from the fiber optic business, where they have there's a lot of waveguide management of light. So we manage the light so that we capture essentially 100% of it into our solar cell. And we have a lot more space on which to absorb the light so that we get a much higher efficiency in any cell that we develop. In fact, we are material agnostic. So we can use any material to build a cell. And so, for example, on some cells, there's a theoretical maximum of absorption of about 29%. On other cells, there's a much higher maximum. No matter what, our solar cell will approach the maximum of whatever the material that we use is.
I got you. Well, how much more efficient does this make a solar cell? Because you talked about boosting the efficiency. You know, what's typical for what your product does as far as increasing that efficiency?
We're testing that right now. Our anticipation is that where the average on a silicon-based solar cell right now is about 15%, we believe that we'll approach 27-28% on the efficiency on a silicon-based solar cell.
So you're basically looking at doubling a solar cell's efficiency.
Something close to that, yes. That's our objective, and that's what we anticipate.
Are there other materials besides the traditional silicon that are more conducive to this, and you can get an even higher efficiency out of?
Yes, in fact, those materials are being developed all the time. There's a lot of focus by many different scientists on getting materials that are exotic and will approach a much higher maximum. In fact, I was just reading an article about someone who had developed a material that would be that would have a theoretical maximum of 100% ability to absorb the sun's radiation. Now, the fact is that'll go on over time, and there will be solar cell material that will approach 100%, I suspect, at some point. No matter what the material is, our construct will make that material much, much more efficient, practically.
What kind of impact could applying this kind of technology have on the solar market, on the solar industry?
Well, the fact is, right now, in order to be affordable for the public, the government has to subsidize solar energy, and they do that in a lot of different countries. Germany is the has the greatest usage per population of solar material and solar energy, and of course they're heavily subsidized. We subsidize solar here in America. We don't believe that is a permanent solution. We believe that in a permanent solution for solar energy, we have to approach grid parity, which means that solar energy has to be at least as inexpensive or less expensive per kilowatt hour than anything that's cheap, natural gas, for example. We think that that's possible. And so we think that by our solar cell becoming much more efficient, we also will create a design that will be, frankly, less expensive to produce. So not only will we be more efficient, but we should be less expensive to produce, creating a significantly lower cost per kilowatt hour. My belief and my objective is that we this could revolutionize the way that people think about electrical energy. Forget about the solar industry itself. It will revolutionize the way people think about electrical energy. That's our objective, and that's what we want to accomplish.
I know just recently you took your company public and put out, I guess, a chance for folks to invest in that.
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us, I guess, a little bit how that's going and what you're seeing so far with that.
It's going well, and the fact is the stock price has gone up, but we have on top of this whole thing a philosophical approach to how we like we believe in doing business. We don't believe in using the government money to subsidize our operation in the same way that we don't think it's a permanent solution to have government money subsidize the installation of solar facilities or solar installations on people's homes. Ultimately, both companies and technologies and products have to stand on their own to make it work for people, countries, and neighborhoods. And so our approach to taking our company public and being able to fund ourselves through the public mechanism is giving people an opportunity to participate in an exciting new technology, number one. Number two, really going to pure private enterprise and using the Made America Great, essentially, which is private enterprise to build our technology and to ultimately be more efficient than any place else in providing the power of the sun to the people.
Are you guys using any government funds right now for your operation?
We are not. We're not saying we won't. We're just saying that we think that this is a better permanent solution, is to go to the public for the funds.
Jim, some excellent information. Anything else I guess you'd like our audience to know about your technology and about your company?
I'd like to tell you, just give you a little philosophy. I believe that 50 years from now, the majority of the electricity in the United States and probably in the world will be provided by the sun. I have a kind of a spiritual feeling about the use of the sun's energy. I think that it's our only infinite source of power, and ultimately somebody in the world is going to figure out how to use the sun in the most efficient way. I'm not sure our approach is going to be the be-all and end-all in the same way that anything that we invent in the world right now is not going to be the be-all and end-all. But we believe that our technology will be a giant step forward in being able to utilize the sun in the most efficient way to provide energy for everybody.
Jim Nelson, the CEO of Solar 3D. Jim, thanks for talking to us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.